Hey, this is TA calling in from kilometer 78 on the Canary Talk River. And for our third night in a row, we are camped at the foot of another amazing waterfall. This one has a name. It's called Marshall Falls. And we're all wondering who Marshall was, or who Mr. or Ms. or Miss Marshall was, or is. Amazing falls. Mary and I climbed over and sat right beside them and could almost feel the thunder. And we were totally enjoying the mist hitting us and seeing the rainbow. Because what was supposed to perhaps be an easy P30 or P300 portage of 300 meters was yet another in the arduous series of portages that lend us to want to camp at the bottom of waterfalls. A fun white water kind of a day. We had some class ones and class twos. Our class three that was a maybe run situation was a night dive. Was a line situation. Just the consequences of having it capsized were too great. So Lou, the line master, lined them down a little bit, and then we popped in and ran the rest of the way down. So ran that fairly efficiently, and that was the end of the whitewater. And this is our second to last waterfall that we will see on this river. One more tomorrow, McDonald Falls. And then we should be pretty close to sea level. And we'll be finding out some information, weather, and other such things to make the decision about how and when our trip will be ending. But another amazing day. It was sunny and warm once again, so we definitely were sweating it up on the portage. And looks like we may have a big boomer of a storm. The cumulonimbus clouds are definitely building through the day. So maybe a little thunderstorm here for us tonight. So we've all tucked in nicely. And saw some high cirrus clouds today, so that may be also indicating a change from our sort of high, stable, high pressure system we've had to perhaps something else. And the topography has changed. The trees have been changing and thinning, and much more rocky, barren country has been showing as we're nearing the Labrador coast and Canary Talk Bay. So another fine day here. We're definitely feeling sunburned, bug bitten, thinner, and very pleased with ourselves for what is turning out to be a pretty good, tough river for us. So that is the update from today. And we saw an osprey and a beaver and a couple of seagulls, so we must be getting close to the sea. And some wonderful geese. And oh my goodness, the sound of the geese when they all honk in unison as they take off and the flap of their wings is pretty awesome. And indeed, actually, I did hear a loon call as we woke up this morning. And I've been hearing white-throated sparrows calling, Mr. Peabody, Peabody, Peabody here tonight. So fine day out here in the Labrador wild. And we'll catch you from tomorrow. Take care. Bye.